get ready for the unfanciful, the unmystical, and the untransmutable. Get ready for the unbodied fantasy radio theater. This episode is called The Queen's Scheme and was written by Jeff Sink. Journey with me to a land of medieval magic, where wizards dwell and traveling minstrels tell epic tales of dragon slayings and... Actually, journey to a land about 30 miles east of there, along the Green Knight Highway and just past the Sherwood Forest Mobile Home Park, to a land saddled in debt, and where Mad Queen Alice is just beginning her wicked scheme to bring her kingdom back to solvency.
Is it done? Were you successful?
Yes, Mother Weave.
How many times must I tell you this? Don't call me Mother. I'm trying to downplay the nepotism of this organization.
Sorry, Mad Queen Alice.
With all your bumbling, I really should have hired that guy from the University of Avalon. He was actually a certified public minion, unlike you.
If I hear one more thing about that guy, I'm gonna puke.
What?
I said, we've done it. We've captured the prince.
Excellent. Where is he now?
He's waiting outside your chamber, m'lady.
Bring him in!
Of course, Mad Queen Alice.
Now that I've captured King Six Circle's son, I can ransom him off for big cash. That ought to keep the debt collectors at bay for a while. Ah, prince. Come in. Welcome.
Hello. Why have I been kidnapped?
We'll get to that. But first, I'll bet you're wondering where you are.
Not really. I'm at Mad Queen Alice's castle, right?
How did you know?
The jerks who kidnapped me got lost on the way here and had to stop for directions. I heard them ask the peasants how to get to Mad Queen Alice's castle.
Well, are you sure you're at Mad Queen Alice's castle now?
Are you Mad Queen Alice? And is this your castle?
Yes, but I'll bet you don't know why you're here, do you, Mr. Smarty Pants?
You got me there. I was just vacuuming at the old castle when your henchmen grabbed me. They didn't tell me what they wanted me for.
Well, let's just say you're here to do me a little favor. I'm going to keep you here as my prisoner. And the only way you'll be released is if your father forks over some of his money. It's a business deal.
You're ransoming me? Why? My dad doesn't have any money.
Fool! Don't you think I haven't heard about his riches? About how he has so much money he doesn't even know what to do with it all? His socks have jewels embedded in them. His chariots have jewels emblazed on them. His jewels have jewels embedded on them! His chauffeur has a chauffeur. Every morning he wakes up and orders his old bed to be destroyed and a new bed made just for his comfort. So don't bother telling me your father isn't rich.
Well, now that you mention it, the other day when I saw him, he was wearing a new shirt. And he never buys a new shirt, unless his old one is torn. So I asked him, Dad, what's with the new shirt? And he told me that they were having a sale down at the...
Shut up! I don't need to hear about your petty domestic squabbles! I'm going to ransom you for every last piece of gold your father has. And until I get his riches, you aren't going anywhere. Guards, take him to the torture chamber.
Mad Queen Alice?
What?
We don't have torture chambers anymore.
We don't?
Nope. During the housing boom, you ordered us to convert the torture chambers into condos. Condos that are all foreclosed on now. Actually, that's why we're in this mess.
Yes. The two-bedroom split level with the views of the forest. It's a pity we haven't sold more of them yet. Fine, then. Guards, take him to the condo.
Here we are.
This place is pretty nice. Are those vinyl windows?
Yeah, double pane.
Sweet.
So, this is it. You'll be held here until your father comes up with the ransom money.
You know, if he really does have that much money, maybe I could ransom myself again after he pays you. I've got student loans to pay off.
Yeah, that could work. Anyway,
Yeah?
Sorry, I guess I don't know what to say. I've never kidnapped anyone before.
Oh, say something scary, like, you'll never see your beautiful kingdom again.
You'll never see your beautiful kingdom again.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. I guess that's it. The TV has satellite, but no HBO.
Yeah, I'll suffer.
You'll be fed twice a day. And don't lock the door, please. I don't have a key.
Sure. I guess it's the least I can do.
Thanks. Bye.
That money is so close. I can almost feel it in my hands.
M'lady, the prisoner is secured in the condo.
Good! Now, to write a ransom note and send it to King Six Circles. Grab my stationery!
I'm not so sure that's a good idea. The Royal Federation of Postal Carriers just dropped Saturday from their delivery schedule, so if we write a letter today, we'll have to wait until Monday to send it.
I can't wait that long! I need satisfaction now! Why did those stupid postal carriers take Saturday off their delivery schedule?
Well, fewer people are using the mail these days, choosing to pay bills online. And whenever there's an economic downturn, the mail automatically suffers.
It's because they hate me! That's why! In any case, we'll have to figure out another way to send the ransom note to King Six Circles. Perhaps we'll do the Postal Service our own injustice and use email.
Do you have King Six Circles' email address?
You idiot! Of course I don't. You were supposed to be in charge of details like that.
Don't blame me. This was your scheme. I wasn't let in on the scheme until this morning at breakfast.
Insubordination? I'll have you tortured for that. Go get the cat of nine tails.
Mad Queen Alice, do you remember a few months ago when you came home from the witch's brew a little toasted, and you forgot to shut the gates? And the next day we found out that a burglar had come in and stolen all of our torture supplies? And my bike?
Everybody makes mistakes, but in this case, I'll let you come up with a suitable punishment for yourself later.
I'll get right on that. But getting back to your little problem, maybe you could send the ransom note to King Six Circles on Facebook. Are you guys friends on there?
I don't think so, but I could add him. Fire up the computer.
It's right in front of you, and it's on.
Then everything is going according to plan, then. Let's see. I'll just log in here. Ugh! All of these stupid notifications! I don't want to play Farmville!
Just ignore all that. Go up to the search bar and look for the king.
I see groups here for the king. I heart King Six Circles. King Six Circles is a hottie. I'll bet this gnome can get more fans than King Six Circles. Ugh, he isn't here!
I guess he doesn't have a Facebook profile. Maybe he's on MySpace.
MySpace? What is this, 2004? He needs to get with the times. I know. Let's call him. Bring me the phone book. So many numbers for his kingdom. Which should I call?
This looks like a general number. I'll dial it.
Thank you for calling the directory for King Six Circles. If you know the extension of the person you're trying to reach, enter it now. Otherwise, press 1 for the text.
Oh, God! This is cumbersome!
2 for information about farmers markets, or 3 for economic opportunities within King.
I just want to talk to the king!
If you're talking about the latest toadstool recall, press 4.
Maybe we should try to get transferred to a customer service representative.
Good idea! Which number is for customer service? Tell me, you computerized cacophony of confusing combinations!
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. Press 1 for tax department, 2 for information about farmer's market.
Customer service!
Please wait while I connect you to one of our representatives.
Mark my words, Reggie. This is a sign of our society's decline.
All of our representatives are busy. Please remain on the line.
Anytime. sure of it.
Want me to get you something?
Yes, a turkey sandwich and a stiff drink. But first, go check on our dear guest and make sure he's uncomfortable.
Right.
Oh, hello. I was just finishing up these dishes.
I see. I bet you're pretty uncomfortable here, huh?
No, actually. This place is pretty nice. The 400-count thread sheet on the bed is so comfy. I just love the recessed lighting.
Oh. Well, then.
Hey, you broke that light. What'd you do that for?
Mad Queen Alice told me to make you uncomfortable. You are a prisoner, after all.
I see. But isn't this your condo? You'll have to clean all this up after I leave.
It'll be worth it if we get the ransom.
What do you need the money for, anyway?
Reggie, don't knock! I know it's you.
Oh, but it isn't. My sweet Mad Queen Alice.
Larry the Debt Collector!
Let me in, Alice. We need to talk about this outstanding balance.
Alice isn't here right now. This is the cleaning lady.
Do I have to get the cannon to knock down this door?
Ugh, no. I'm coming.
I'm glad you're being reasonable. I love what you've done with your hair. It's looking more squalid than ever.
Can the pleasantries, Larry?
Always a charmer. Now, about this debt of yours.
Don't worry. I've got a scheme cooking. You'll have the money in no time.
That's real good, Alice. You know, at Merlin Payday Loans, we care about our customers. That's why, unlike other places, we don't immediately throw you into the dragon pit when you haven't paid your bill. We accommodate. And for an extra 15% interest placed atop your current bill, I'll forget that you're 4 months delinquent and let you pay later.
15%? That's outrageous! You shouldn't be able to charge so much!
I shouldn't, but I can. Of course, if you don't want to pay that extra 15%, I've got the shackles right here. I could just handcuff you now and take you into...
No! I'll get the money. I promise!
You have 1 week.
So be it. Now get out! I'm on the phone.
I'll leave you in peace. Thanks again for choosing Merlin Payday Loans.
I hope this plan works. I need Scratch. Where's the king?
All representatives are busy. Please stay on the line.
Tea's ready. I'll pour you some.
Thanks.
You know, maybe this isn't keeping with prisoner jailer etiquette, but why are you doing this?
What?
Why are you working for Mad Queen Alice? Kidnapping people, I mean. I know the economy's bad, but there are better jobs out there.
It's not that I want to work with her. I have to. She's kind of, well...
incompetent.
Yeah, and I've kind of made a commitment to help her out.
She needs your help, but what do you really want to do with your life? Well, it's okay, you can tell me. What would you do if you had your choice?
Don't make fun of me, but I want to be a ballet dancer. Do you think that's dumb?
No, I'm just kind of surprised. Here you are kidnapping people, breaking lights. And what you really want to do is be a ballet dancer? I'd have never guessed it.
I know what I look like. It's a stupid idea.
Oh, no, it isn't. What about it appeals to you?
Well, I like how complex ballet dancing is. Not only do you have to master the moves themselves, but you also have to coordinate with the other dancers to achieve good flow. It's very precise, like a machine.
Wow. See, just in the time you've mentioned dancing, your face has lit up. You seem so much more interested in that. You should really pursue it.
I can't. I have to help Mad Queen Alice. I'm expected to.
Why? What is she holding over you?
She's my mom. I can't leave her until we figure out how to wipe out this debt.
And that's where I come in. I understand, but it must be hard. Your mom seems kind of demanding.
You have no idea.
Why, sometimes just the sound of her voice makes me want to...
Reggie! What are you doing?
I was just,
torturing me. See that glass on the floor?
Ah! Well, come on, Reggie. I have something I need you to take care of.
Okay, I'm coming.
Bye.
Where's our wages, Mad Queen Alice?
Yeah, we want our money!
Guild Guy Gary, what a pleasure.
Bah, we've been working on these damn magic shoes for you for too long. We need money to pay our cable bills and buy food.
Yeah!
Well, Gary, I'm sure you're aware that the bottom's fallen out of the magic shoe market. Nobody's buying them anymore, and so I don't have any money to pay you. It's simple economics.
But we deserve to be paid for our time. It's in the contract.
Yeah!
Oh, it is it? Well, let's just remedy the situation. Reggie! You have the contract?
It's right here, Mad Queen Alice.
Let me see it. Ah, here's the part in the contract where I agree to pay you. I'll just cross that out.
What? You can't do that.
Yeah!
I'm the queen. I can do anything. Furthermore, I think I'll change this part here where it says you're all free members of the Magic Shoe Guild. I'll just change that to say unpaid slaves. Now I don't have to pay you. Ha ha ha! Problem solved.
You're mad!
Yeah!
Hence the name! Guards! Outfit them with shackles and drag them back to the workshops!
Yeah!
No! Ah!
That solves that little issue. And now back to the...
All of our representatives are busy. Please stay on the line.
Crap. I'm still on hold? This is going to take forever. And where's my turkey sandwich? Reggie!
Back again?
Yeah, I thought I'd check up on you. And I needed to get away from Mom for a while.
She's making you do more despicable deeds.
I just had to enslave the entire Magic Shoe Guild because Mad Queen Alice didn't want to pay them. It was hard. I went to school with some of those guys.
How awful. Alice was really hard up for cash then, huh?
That's an understatement. All of our investments aren't even worth the paper they're printed on, and we have so many bills. Not to mention the fact that we owe more on the castle than it's worth.
So the castle's underwater.
Only the part that's under the moat, but it doesn't leak or anything. If we can't come up with money, Larry the debt collector will throw my mom into the dragon pit.
That's harsh. I wish I could help you. Oh, wait.
You!
Me?
I've been trying to contact your father to ransom you off all day, but I can't get through on the phone.
That's weird. Dad's usually pretty good about answering his phone.
Oh, yeah? Well, then why haven't I been able to reach him? I was here on hold for hours before the automated system told me his offices weren't even open today. Your father the king has a terrible bureaucracy.
My father the king?
Who else?
But my dad's not the king.
Of course he is. Don't try to trick me. Your father is King Six Circles, and he's filthy rich.
I'm telling you, my dad's not the king. He runs a furniture store downtown called the...
What? Reggie!
Yes?
I sent you to kidnap King Six Circle's son, the prince. Why have you failed me yet again?
But I didn't fail you, Mad Queen Alice. I went to the castle, like you said, and I sneaked into the residential apartments, and I went looking for the prince. I asked this guy if he was the prince, and he said yes, so I grabbed him.
No, you asked me if I was prince, and I said yes. And I am prince. Elven prince.
No. I said, are you the prince? And you said you were.
Did I really? I'm sorry.
Shut up! I don't care who you are now. You've ruined my plot to squeeze money out of King Six Circles.
Actually, the king doesn't even have a son. He only has daughters. So your scheme was kind of dead to begin with.
Then you, like my latest plot, will be extremely dead soon.
Do we really have to kill him, Mom?
Yeah, do we?
Of course we have to kill him! I need to see at least one of my schemes works out. And don't call me Mom!
Thank you.
Elven Prince, have been charged with failing to be someone we intended you to be, and for being instrumental in the dissolution of yet another one of Mad Queen Alice's plots. How do you plead?
Well, I guess I did do all of those things, so I'd have to say that I'm guilty.
Then, by order of Mad Queen Alice, you are hereby sentenced to death by submersion into superheated corrosive liquids.
What?
We're going to dump you in a vat of boiling acid.
Boiling acid, eh?
That's right. Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's just that... Isn't boiling acid kind of overkill? I mean, does the acid really have to be boiling? Wouldn't it work just fine at room temperature?
Yes, but then it wouldn't be as dramatic. On second thought, Reggie, turn the heat off of the acid.
Fine.
We might as well not waste energy on this execution. Last month's power bill nearly killed me.
Now you know how I feel.
Silence! Reggie, escort the prisoner to the edge of this platform and push him into the acid.
Well, Prince, this is it. I really wish we could have met under different circumstances. What? You just kissed me!
Oh, was that wrong? I just kind of figured, well, I was about to die and, well...
Well, what?
I thought you gave me a look, that's all.
A look? What kind of look?
A look that said maybe you'd be okay with... Oh, never mind. I'm sorry I took advantage of you.
No, it's fine. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but...
Prince, I'm here to save you.
King!
The King? King Six Circles?
No, King isn't Brian King, my cousin. And this time I really did just say King. Thank God you're here just in time. Things have gotten a little awkward.
I'll say. Well, Brian King, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Mad Queen Alice, and I'm going to tear you to shreds. And God!
Whoa!
I'll get you!
Ha!
Your cousin's a good fencer.
So's your mom.
This is a move I like to call Alice's Attack.
Not bad, but I've got moves of my own. This one's called, Brian's Blade.
You just made that up now.
So?
Help me, Reggie, you good-for-nothing son.
But I don't think...
Do it, you ballet dancing ninny!
Don't call me that.
Can't I count on you for anything? Why must you always disappoint me?
That's it. I've had enough of you and your crazy evil schemes. Come here.
Let go of me!
No! I'm tired of being pushed around by you all the time. Now I'm going to be the one pushing you into the acid!
Don't do it, Reggie!
I must!
Dude, you just threw your own mom into that vat of bubbling acid.
I had to!
It burns! It burns!
You've committed matricide!
No, wait, look, she's not melting. She looks okay.
Oh, God. I always knew she wouldn't die so easily. I'll grab the crossbow.
Well, hold on, Reggie. Shouldn't we go check out what's going on? And then we can crossbow her. I just want to know what happened.
Okay. King, how did you know Prince was here? Was there some magical force that led you to this castle?
No, I was in the area hunting trolls when Prince texted me to say he was going to be executed and needed my help.
And so you timed your entrance just right. Well done.
Actually, I told him to come get me about an hour ago. He took his sweet-ass time.
Hey, I'm here, aren't I? At least it's not you disintegrating in that acid.
Mad Queen Alice?
Why aren't you dead?
Come a little closer and I'll show you.
Okay.
Acid!
Hold on, this isn't acid. It's just water.
She's still got some of it in my eye.
Oh, it's not gonna hurt you. And it wouldn't have hurt me either. I thought I was being dropped into acid.
That's what we all thought, sweetie. But the barrels got mislabeled.
Remind me not to drink any water while I'm here.
Right. You seem awfully relaxed, Mad Queen Alice, for someone who was in a sword fight just a moment ago.
I guess it's all the hot, bubbling water easing my cares away and calming my mind. I just feel so at peace.
Yeah, well, I don't feel at peace, and I haven't for a long time. I'm sick of you bossing me around and criticizing me. I think you're insane, and I won't have anything more to do with your schemes.
I don't blame you for hating me, Reginald, but all I ever wanted was what was best for you.
That is so untrue. You only ever wanted what was best for yourself.
Ah, that's right. And so I've been thinking, how about you go off and do your own thing? Go practice your dancing or whatever.
Really? But the bills, what'll you do? You're going to get thrown into the dragon pit if you don't pay up soon.
I've got another trick up my sleeve. It's quite original. I'm going to charge people a lot of money to come here and sit in this vat of hot water.
Yeah, that's called a hot tub.
You're still here? Well, despite all the trouble you've caused me, I'm going to let you go.
Aw, how kind. I was going to leave anyway.
But you'll come back, because I'm going to give you a pass for 10% off your next visit to Mad Queen Alice's relaxing vats of hot water. No exchanges. Valid Monday through Thursday.
I hope my next visit is just as comfortable. Come on, King, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Now that I've got some free time, you want to get together for dinner?
I'd like that. It'd give us more time to talk.
I'll call you then.
That, or just come by and grab me. Bye.
Bye.
So they really thought your dad had money?
Yeah.
Your dad, the guy who gives himself a haircut to save money, and who won't buy a new shirt until his old one's completely destroyed?
Yeah, I know, right? Totally crazy. If my dad had any money, I'd be hitting him up for some.
And now we leave this fairy tale kingdom. Mad Queen Alice did make bank with her relaxing vats of hot water, but she blew it all at the craps table. Reggie became a first-class ballet dancer, and Prince comes to every one of his performances on opening night. And King Six Circles still wipes his ass with solid gold toilet paper. All is well. Just heard the Queen's Scheme, another story of the unbodied. Mad Queen Alice was played by Jessica Lee Clyde. Joseph Taylor was Prince. Matt Schaefer was Guild Guy Gary, Larry the Debt Collector, King, and the voice of the automated system. And Jeff Sink played Reggie. Want more of the unbodied? Go to theunbodied.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.